It's time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. The best place to start or grow your business is at michiganbusiness.org. Contact them today. Amazon has agreed to buy upscale grocery chain Whole Foods for $13.4 billion as they look to conquer the supermarket sector. Whole Foods has over 460 locations. What's this mean for consumers like us? And what about the branding of this? We're joined now by Dave Sutton, founder and CEO of Top Right, a marketing firm based in Atlanta. Dave, first off, your initial reaction to the deal.
I was a little shocked, to be honest with you, in the beginning, because if you look at it on the surface, think about Amazon as the world's largest retailer buying a very luxury, I would call it expensive, food purveyor, grocery operator. My initial response was a little shock, but the more that I've been thinking about it, the more it kind of makes sense to me, actually.
Yeah, I mean, they've made the move to try to reinvent the grocery business as it is, so I guess this is part of the broader plan.
And I think they really value the retail or the store connection to customers. So, I mean, we all buy stuff from Amazon, and you really never have that physical touch except for when the box shows up on your front doorstep. This actually gives them a instantaneous bricks and mortar connection point for their brand and for their other offerings.
Yeah. So you've got what most would consider a highly successful and very effective online company merging with a brick and mortar type outfit. How does that fly? How could it work?
I think here's the thing. I mean, I don't know if you follow Amazon Go, their convenience store offering that they've been piloting in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I think Amazon aspires to have a bricks and mortar presence. I mean, I think they look at companies like Apple, for example, and they have a great admiration for the retail experience that Apple's created for its customers. So from that perspective, I think they go well together. The big question will be, will they continue to use the Whole Foods brand as the kind of the lead story with the customer, or are they going to try to bring the Amazon brand to the retail grocery environment?
Yeah. We're speaking with Dave Sutton, branding and marketing expert. He's the founder and CEO of a company called Top Right at toprightpartners.com. We're talking about Amazon's announcement that they are going to purchase the grocery chain Whole Foods. So what about branding here? What does Amazon do with Whole Foods? Does it become Amazon Grocery, or do they leave the Whole Foods brand in place?
I think, again, this is speculation, but from my perspective, I would imagine they will leave it alone for a while. I mean, if you look at Zappos, for example, which they acquired as well, I think their MO up to this point has been buy the brand, figure out the customer, figure out the experience, and leave it as a standalone brand for some period of time. Now, that said, I would expect that, within the next 12 to 24 months, we may see the Amazon brand, popping up where we normally would have expected the Whole Foods brand. So, for example, Whole Foods has been experimenting with this 365 more convenience type of format. That could very soon be an Amazon Go or an Amazon 365 convenience presence, because I do think they value that bricks and mortar presence. They want that Amazon in front of people in their daily lives, not just online, but when they're driving around town.
Why do you feel that way about Amazon?
I think that Jeff Bezos has been pretty clear that he wants Amazon to be a ubiquitous brand, meaning it's everywhere. It's like Coca-Cola, right? I mean, it's always in your life. It's always a part of your life. And as you know, even though the internet has changed our lives, we also have offline lives that he aspires to be everywhere that his customers are. And so the retail presence is really an important part of that.
Are we going to see, say, better or different grocery delivery because of this?
Will we see Whole Foods drones, going around the neighborhood and dropping off, very expensive produce? I don't know. I mean, I think there's so many regulatory issues related to some of those technologies. I do think grocery delivery, home delivery is coming. It is here in many markets already.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Sutton, founder and CEO of Top Right. Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.